You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment. Last week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
Theomachus Barnes.
That's a good name.
You've survived out here for months.
How long have you been here? Are you from this place?
I'm a teacher in Avastan. I walk through a gate. I don't know where we are.
Show us your neck.
You all too, huh? He turns his neck and shows you the gatewalker tattoo.
Please, join our fire.
I assume you've seen the funicular heading up to the pyramid?
Yes.
Yes, that's where we were headed.
None of you notice some things crawling out of the bush.
There's something approaching. Keep it, protect us.
And he is going to cast Bless.
Asta is going to spell strike.
There it is.
There you go.
29.
That's a crit.
Yeah! There we go.
You annihilate.
Yeah! Let's do it!
And all of a sudden, an exact copy of Barnes appears 15 feet away.
A copy of Barnes appears?
Wow.
I'm going to run up and take a melee attack.
Can Let's go.
And I reappear and just stab Natty 19.
Oh! You're so critted.
That is a crit!
Hell yeah.
The body of the lizard cat slumps over Barnes's body and bleeds out.
The adventure continues. Now.
June 6th, if you're watching this live.
Oh, speaking of Saving Private Ryan.
What? Oh, yeah.
It's D-Day.
Normandy.
Oh.
Yeah. We were having a discussion about Saving Private Ryan that we can't
share.
It's not important. Doesn't matter, but we were talking about it.
It's not pertinent. The important thing is that we remember our veterans.
Right. And you should try and get in the studio before we start recording.
Yeah, it's really hilarious.
A lot.
Remember that idea you had to like record us before we were...
I'd have to delete that one. But we had a lot of fun. We by the time you're watching this, we're already back from St. Paul in Vancouver, and in just a couple weeks, we'll be in Denver and Nashville. The great return to Nashville and the site of the first ever Glass Cannon Network retreat.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for maybe a second one happening in the fall. This is going to be a hell of a year. I'm excited. You guys have any fun summer plans? Now it's summer.
Before, you know who never retreated were the veterans who took the beaches at Normandy.
That's right.
June 6th.
Even though it was scary.
It was super scary. If you want to be like them, don't come to Nashville. That's not what I'm saying.
Come to Nashville.
Come to Nashville.
You kind of painted yourself into a corner.
Come to Nashville to do what our ancestors in the army could only dream of doing.
Or that we can do because of our ancestors.
Because something that we can only do because of the sacrifices of the brave men and women in our military.
I knew a guy that was there on D-Day.
Really?
He stormed the beach, yeah.
Is he coming to the retreat?
No, he's passed away.
Knew a guy.
Yeah, knew a guy.
New.
Past tense. I would still know him, most likely. But he...
Maybe you guys had a sad falling out.
People change.
It's my grandmother's...
I don't feel like I know you at all anymore.
I don't even know him anymore.
It's my grandmother's boyfriend.
Is he a cool guy? Did you approve? Guy.
I never met my original grandfather, who was like this alcoholic mess, but this guy was cool. And so my grandmother, like years later, just started like, I guess they were dating.
Good for her.
I never saw them like make out. That'd be weird.
They were on the couch.
Just making.
Is that your litmus test if whether two people are dating? Have you seen them make out?
Right. Otherwise, how do you know?
That's a fair point. How do you know?
At their wedding, you're like, I've never seen them make out.
I've never seen this. Seems like a marriage of convenience.
That's what I do. Like if I'm at a party or something and like you meet a friend of a friend and then they're like, this is my boyfriend, John. I'm just like, kiss first.
Prove it.
Let me see you kiss.
Prove it.
Right in front of me.
You just say, yeah.
I worked with a guy who,
he was trying to pass the time and annoy me, but he was like, I don't believe you actually have a girlfriend. It was that time, Caleb. And I showed him my phone. He's like, that could be anybody. And then she came in one day to meet me after work, and he was like, you could have just asked a friend to come in and pretend to be her. And I was like, oh my God. What do I need to do?
Her? Did you make out with Caitlin to prove that?
No, did you undress her on the street?
No,
they've never made out.
Yeah, that's true. I've never seen them make out.
It's a purely transactional marriage.
We were also just talking about the Puritans who were too radical for the Puritans.
Yeah.
That's me, apparently.
Well, he was Adida and you weren't.
That's
factual.
Okay.
I've been to Normandy, though. I've been on the beach.
I think that counts. Same thing.
It was funny because...
Oh, you were there?
I just went to go see it.
Yeah.
And what was funny was, like I said, I wanted to go on to the actual beach because it could be on the cliffside with all the, you know, the grave markers and everything. But I wanted to go on to the beach. And I went to the there's like a path that leads down there, but there was a gate that was closed. And it said on it, there was a sign. It said in English and French. It was just like, beach closed, caution, wild boar. And there's a scary looking picture of a wild boar like painted onto the sign. And I was just like, you know, back in it was like, you know, 1944, June 6th, the brave men and women in the armed forces of many allied nations enacted the greatest, one of the greatest military feats in history, the largest amphibious operation landing in the history of warfare. And now I can't go onto the beach because the French people in charge can't get rid of a pig.
I thought you were going to say, in 1944, the brave men and women stormed the beach and not only had to deal with gunfire, but also probably wild boars.
Wild boars working for the enemy.
And wild boar on top of it all.
I wasn't prepared for this.
No, I told my joke. I told the joke I wanted to tell.
Yeah.
Speaking of beaches, you guys going to any beaches this summer?
I don't think so.
You know, seen the movie Beaches?
I'm hoping to go to...
While I'm at the beach.
That's fun. A little double dip.
I've never seen Beaches.
Yes, you have. I've watched it with you.
Duh. I was then asleep or not present of mind.
Is that You Are the Wind Beneath My Wings?
Yes.
I sat in a room with you and watched Beaches.
And our wives, who were the ones who wanted to watch it.
That's why you don't remember.
Wow. You guys were too busy making out.
We were just making
Aaron
out.
Aaron was telling a story about...
She's my friend, Matthew.
Aaron had read the book, and so she was telling us all the stuff they cut out from the movie, which was wild.
You don't remember this at all.
I must have been
Aaron's
going to
be...
Wait,
you
not
the Beaches is based on a book?
You might. I mean, that also is probably true.
Yeah.
It's a very sad movie.
Yeah, I don't remember it at all.
Is there a beach in the movie?
Yes.
Yeah, nice? they meet when they're kids.
Atlantic City, right?
They meet in the Atlantic City beach, Bette Midler's character.
Under the boardwalk.
Under the boardwalk. Do they play that song?
I'm pretty sure.
Does she sing it?
No. She's a singer in the movie.
She's a singer. She's playing Bette Midler.
Yeah, she's basically, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Did she write the book?
No. But like, it was adapted, I think, to fit her stage persona.
Got it.
Beaches.
But most of what Aaron was telling us is like so John Hurd's character in the movie is like a
love
nice,
John Hurd.
He's like,
yeah.
Big John Hurd guy.
Be careful with that. Do a little Wikipedia.
Oh, damn it.
Uh-oh.
He's dead.
But he's a really nice guy. And like his character's a really nice guy. Even like it doesn't work out, but he's always like supportive. And then Aaron was like, in the book, I won't spoil it, I think, for anyone who wants to read the book.
Okay.
Beaches,
first.
Everyone. That's when you come for the glass.
Beaches, right. Forget about the real beaches. Just watch the movie.
Yeah. Forget about the beaches at Normandy. Although you could see another Bette Midler movie, For the Boys, if you're interested in a little.
Let's hear it. Well, for really you guys boys. Might as well be talking like a different fucking language for the last 10 minutes. I don't know shit about
you like the beach?
Have you heard the wind beneath
my wings?
I don't
watch movies. I can't read. And I bought a bathing suit.
Can't read?
No, I can't read. Okay. And then I bought a bathing suit the other day. And
for the
I was
summer,
like, what am I
going
to wear this suit? The beach? I don't go to the beach.
Was it a beaches-themed bathing suit?
It was like lime green and it was on sale. And I was like, I need one.
Wait, you know,
what for?
You're not going to go to the beach?
It's a bathing suit tribute to friendship.
It's a John Hurd
bikini. I bought it for the idea of like, people buy bathing suits to go do beach activities.
Sure.
But I don't do that.
You don't go to the beach.
You
no.
reflexively bought a swimsuit.
Yeah.
You just go there with
it
a black
really
hoodie
good.
And silk.
And I was like, I'm going to buy this. And then I got home. I'm like, I'm never going to wear this.
The way the trees bud leaves without thinking about it. Every spring, you bought a bathing suit.
Exactly like the trees.
Yeah. I think you, like me, buy clothes out of pure necessity only when absolutely needed. as clothing.
This
as
is my
basic
pants.
Clothing.
Yeah, this I was about to say, this is my pants.
This is my pants. Like, I couldn't imagine buying something, coming home, putting it in the closet, and then 3 months later being like, I never wore that.
Dude, I wear sneakers until they fall off of my feet.
And then you get another pair.
And then I buy another
That's the
pair
first
of
time
sneakers.
You have a second pair of sneakers in the house.
Wait, you don't do that? I'm somewhere in between, probably closer to your end. But I will buy a pair of pants and be like, all right, I want these to be my pants. And then I will put them on one day and be like, oh God. I can't wear these. Yeah. I can't wear, or, and then I put them in a closet and I don't wear them.
Let me ask this, bathing suit. Do you like having the lining in there or no lining?
I like the lining.
I like the lining.
Okay. And you're wearing anything underneath the lining?
It's a guy
no,
thing.
No.
Just
no.
letting the boys hang out? Just,
lining
well,
is
the lining the is the net.
James
well, why
Conn.
Do they make it? Okay. What do you do with a bathing Conn, suit that doesn't have the net?
They do. They're called board shorts.
Right. Well, what do you do with those? Are you wearing some boxer briefs?
Tidy whiteys. Boxer briefs.
You own tidy whiteys?
Tidy whiteys under net? Your swimsuit?
You guys have a net?
No, you don't. No, girls don't need. Well,
there's like a that. Lining,
not
going to
catch
guess.
Anything with that.
What?
What?
I don't know how to come back from that.
Gotta have a net. It's tight, though. Sand gets stuck in there.
Girls struggle with, which boys don't have to think about or worry about, are weird tan lines. Because many times bathing suits are for fashion and mm-hmm. they have like cutouts and like straps and like bows yeah. and
pictures
things.
Of John Hurd and
pictures of
John Hurd and Bette Midler on them and yep. Beaches themed bathing suits. It's confusing. But like if you change the bathing suit, like you go on a vacation and you wear a different bathing suit every day, you're going to have some real crazy tan lines going on. Yeah. So all of them are different like sizes and fits. When I buy a bathing suit, I literally wear like the same one all summer. And it's the most basic, like black, not important, nothing's on it. It's just a bathing suit.
Oh, yeah. Mine's like basic, but yeah. I also don't go out into the sun. Like if I'm on the beach, I'm under the umbrella.
Oh, I'm in the sun.
The whole time.
I'm in the sand, no towel. I'm in the ocean on a surfboard. Ooh, no. With the water reflecting, sunburning me so badly.
Mm. Do you believe in sunscreen?
Oh, yeah. I wear a lot of sunscreen.
I didn't wear sunscreen until I was 39.
What? What?
What's that? I didn't. I really
doctors
did.
Are calling 911 on your behalf.
In the 80s, it was considered witchcraft.
Did you wear tanning oil? Did you? Has anyone ever put on tanning oil?
I've oiled.
No. Look at the pasty
not
white.
You, yeah, not no, you.
Look at the pasty white.
I'm talking to the Italian. Well, the other Italian.
Yeah, I bronze up real nice.
I tan well when I do tan.
Because it was a phase. Like in the 90s, tanning oil was like really, really big.
I wear it when I wrestle.
What does it do? What?
It cooks you like a
it's the same thing as what olive oil does to a chicken.
You can't afford the actual body oil. I need tanning oil.
I need tanning oil. Let me ask you this. Do you ever, what was I going to say?
Wow.
Do you ever put yourself in the oven?
Do you ever
taste yourself with tanning oil,
tanning, cocoa butter. That stuff is cocoa butter. Delicious.
That stuff smells
for just anything.
Dessert.
Just put it on afterwards.
You ice a cake with it?
That would be weird. That'd be weird. But you want to.
My fiance uses cocoa butter. That's like what he uses. And it smells.
What is it?
It's like a moisturizer. But it smells really sweet.
Smells like
it's
cocoa. Like, maybe there's some tropical.
Like it's like coconut. Shea butter, cocoa butter. Have you heard
of encountered cocoa?
Heard of that?
But what is it for? It's just
a lotion.
So it's not for sun. Or
after
anything.
The beach, you put on some cocoa butter. It helps absorb everything. It's good for you.
It's good
you
for
know, so you don't peel as much.
Mm.
I used to get. I would go out there, no sunscreen, and get so fucking red that my skin would be peeling off. Ew. I'd be like, get it.
Shocker.
That's bad.
Yeah. I didn't know that you weren't supposed to do that.
Yeah.
We didn't know it was radiation back then.
Was it the pain? The pain didn't tip you off.
Was it the ill side effects?
Well, I never intended it to get that bad, but I liked
everyone
being tan.
Was like sunburned like all the time. Yeah. Like I feel
people
like.
Went to tanning beds. I used to go to tanning beds all the time back in the day.
Yeah. Most of my memories of being a kid like 10, 11, 12 years old and being at the boardwalk down the shore, most of my memories are of just physical pain. under the clothes I was wearing every ride I was riding
because
of sunburn. Yeah. And my parents had us put sunscreen on all the time. But like,
oh yeah,
don't reapply and then you go in the ocean, swimming.
When I was a kid, they didn't have like the mega like SPF. Like I think like right. 8 was like the highest.
Totally. Like, they didn't have like 50, you know.
Like 100 now, 150.
Yeah, what was the point of going outside
shirt
and putting
is
that
like
on?
40.
It's ridiculous. You put 100 on, just stay inside your house.
I have a summer question. Yeah. This is a real divider. Of people, I think.
Is it Bette Midler adjacent?
Nope. Okay. We need to stop talking about beaches.
I'll never stop talking.
Have you seen the movie?
No.
Do you guys like...
I can play Wind Beneath the Wings on the piano.
Do you like the ocean?
It's the same thing.
Love it.
Love it.
Like it in what way?
Would you, do you go in the ocean?
Oh, I respect it. I do not mess with it. Okay. Don't go in it. No, thank you.
Love the ocean.
People are very divided. Some people are like, I do not like to swim in the ocean. And some people are like, I love the ocean.
I love swimming
in the ocean. I love fishing in the ocean. I love the sound of the ocean.
Fucking
I love sleep, falling asleep to the sound of the ocean. I like waking up to the sound
of
the ocean.
Oh, come on.
It's the best.
You do it and you're like, why am I not doing this all the time?
There's one thing,
so
there's one thing I don't
like. I like writing poetry while sitting next to the ocean.
Yep.
Okay.
I like when he reads it to me.
Okay. What's you guys like, are at the ocean together.
Yep. I love the sound of this ocean, John.
Yep.
John.
Yes.
What rhymes with John?
Yes. I'll just write John. It'll be taught in college classes one day. Philadelphia poetry, late 21st century.
You know, I'm a bit of a clean freak, and I love the ocean, and I never knew that a lot of people consider it gross. Like, oh, everybody pees in there. I'm like, the ocean's big. Never bothered me. I pee in it. It's great. Warms it up.
And you're a germaphobe.
I'm a germaphobe.
That's saying something.
Yeah, I love the ocean.
Pee is sterile. There's a lot worse things in the ocean than pee.
It's true.
You wouldn't mind if I peed on you?
Just because it's sterile doesn't also mean I'm inviting it.
Actually,
I didn't hear a no.
The common
that didn't sound like a no.
I think it sounded like a never.
In fact, if you get stung by a jellyfish or Portuguese man of war in the middle of the ocean and you need help,
I could pee on myself.
Would you pee on me if I got stung by a jellyfish?
I'd do it for free.
For free?
I'd charge you.
It'd be a fee.
Charging you or paying you? I can't tell.
Okay, pee at the ocean?
Pee in the ocean?
Sure.
Sure.
Okay. That sounds like you'd mess with it.
Nature's bathroom.
You say you don't mess with it. If somebody peed on me, I'd consider that an affront.
You're ultra my
pee. I would.
The only reason when you're at the beach to go into the ocean is because you got to go pee, and the bathroom has a line, and it's really far away.
Yeah.
And it's gross.
You have to take off your swimsuit.
Oh, yeah. It's so
I like identifying from the beach while I'm reading a book, looking up, and identifying the people that are currently peeing in the ocean.
Mm-hmm. You can tell.
You can just you tell. Can like, tell. Guy walks in, looks around.
Stands.
Just like sort of goes down on his knees. You're like, oh, dude. Dude,
squats and just concentrates for a while. You're like, he's really trying. Yeah, he's nervous.
That's fine, but that's why I will never go in a public pool ever
no.
again.
No.
Never going to happen
so
again.
Disgusting.
What if it's like...
There's so much chlorine in there.
What if it's one of those really nice infinity, like fancy pools, like at a hotel, but it's public. I mean, it's for the
you know
hotel
what?
Guests.
I wouldn't go to like the city pool, but we've the last couple years.
What if it's not a public pool? Okay. He's talking about a public pool.
I guess a hotel pool is.
I mean, it's public.
Pool.
It's like not
an exclusive
private.
Ritzy hotel pool is very different it's than very a public different. Pool.
That's fair. I didn't know you meant like public city pool. Or
as
something.
I tell my daughter, everyone poops.
Yeah.
In the pool.
In the pool.
The last couple years we went to LA, I was by the pool every day just because.
That's a nice pool.
It's a nice pool.
Yeah.
And if you have a couple drinks, you're peeing yourself in there. Like Vegas.
Wait, what?
Like the pool's in Vegas. You're like, oh, I think I just shit my pants.
Okay, remind me not to go in the pool in LA because Troy's
pee. No, I wouldn't pee in the pool. I don't pee in pool.
Sounds like you rolled craps.
Wow.
I like a hotel pool when it's like, we all know what's going on here. I don't need to partake in the peeing. I'm having a couple drinks, we're having a good time. You go to a Vegas pool, you know it's mostly pee. Yeah. We went to our buddy's bachelor party a couple years ago, the infinity pool, I know the fucking lazy river.
The river pool.
You drink 20 Bud Light Limes, it doesn't
matter. Doesn't matter anymore.
Just live your life.
We made some great business decisions in that river.
Sure did.
We got the future all figured out.
Oh my God.
Wait, Glass Cannon Network Retreat, Vegas. Everybody's peeing in the lazy river. We'll be right back.
So as you guys probably already know, Lumen, the first ever handheld metabolic coach, decided to generously sponsor the GCP. And Sydney was really into it and wanted to try it out. And so she read a few ads for it on here, and she has raved about it multiple times off air. And she was explaining how great it is for being informed about your body and giving you guidance for nutrition, sleep, even managing stress. And so I was like, fine, I'll give it a shot. And I started using it. And I got to be honest, this thing is awesome. It is a metabolic coach. That's what it is. I breathe into it first thing in the morning and last thing at night as I'm heading to bed. And I get this readout on the app of whether I'm burning fat or carbs. That information has been really effective for me to learn just for myself exactly how what I eat and when I eat it is impacting my body in real time. I started breathing right in before a workout and then doing it right after a workout. And the results got me thinking in a totally different way about what a healthy lifestyle looks like for me. And that's what I love about this thing. It doesn't feel like some rigid set of instructions for changing my entire nutrition and lifestyle overnight. It's just an actual reading of your metabolism live and recommendations on what you should do about it at the moment. Sometimes, and this happens a lot, actually, it's kind of like, you're doing great. Keep doing what you're doing. Sometimes it's like, maybe no more carbs tonight, buddy. And so I've barely changed my overall diet at all. But by following simple little recommendations one day at a time, I've just got a lot more energy and I just feel better. Your metabolism is your power core. It is central to everything that your body does. So just using Lumen's guidance has been awesome for me. And I recommend you try this thing out with our discount. If you want to take the next step in improving your health, go to lumen.me/GCP to get 15% off your Lumen. That's lumen.me/GCP for 15% off your purchase. Thank you, Lumen, for sponsoring this episode.
So I don't know if anyone else noticed, but this year is flying by. And, you know, it can be kind of lovely and important to think about the things you've done in a year that you're proud of, or the things you still want to accomplish this year. Because when life goes this fast, it's important to take a moment to celebrate your wins and make adjustments for the rest of the year, too. And therapy can help you take stock of your progress and set achievable goals for the next 6 months. Now, I've said it before, I'll say it again. I think we should all be for healthier brains, and I don't think that's a controversial position, but I'm for it. And therapy is one big thing anyone can do to help find those paths towards a healthier brain. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, maybe give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Take a moment. Visit BetterHelp.com/GCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GCN. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Folks, we're back. We're back on the attack, and we're ready to play Pathfinder.
Which one is it today? Which game are we playing?
Time for Pathfinder. We are we are psyched, as always, about our sponsors, Demiplane Foundry, VTT, and the Norse Foundry.
Elevating the game.
Where you can get our personal dice. They're Norse Foundry dice, and yep, they're very beautiful.
How, Sydney, does your dice roll?
Let's see.
Do you currently rate it as a lucky die for you, an unlucky die for you, or a neutral die?
It's a neutral die. I have a hard time with heavier, like, really beautiful gemstone dies. I find I roll better with light plastic dies. Could be a me thing. That was a 12.
You mean you roll higher numbers with?
Yes.
Not you physically roll them better.
I don't know. I feel like I roll it bad.
Okay.
Because
it's all technique.
I get middling numbers.
There is a lot of technique.
11, 12.
I don't think anybody but me really does.
You do a crazy
thing. Dude, it's the backspin, John. You got to roll it into the hoop.
Are you giving lessons on rolling dice?
I'm just saying what I do. I'm just saying this is what turned it around. Do you remember?
Matthew,
used to be a lot more natural ones in my life. Something changed.
Not your dice rolling. You always roll.
Backspin!
And what was that?
It was the backspin.
And what was the number?
What was it?
Natty 13.
That's
you
very
did,
lucky.
You did pass off your, lucky. Your, what are the your curse to Kate.
No, I just rolled a natural 18 on my Kate dice.
I just rolled a nat 20. I like to do the bounce off the wall.
That too. I like just the bounce.
You extra, like craps. You like craps.
Chance. Yeah.
I roll like crap against a wall. Like I like that roll.
I just tried 19. The bounce off the wall technique, and I rolled a 3, a 4, and a 3.
Whoa. That's not for everybody.
I'm not.
I feel like every time a character dies, the curse gets passed along to someone new.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like so it follows.
So it's out there Kate. Somewhere.
You didn't roll there. Very well last episode.
Oh, like that's right.
It's like a symbiote.
What?
You haven't died.
She rolled really well.
I rolled really good last episode.
Death resets the curse.
Oh, you're saying just
if anyone dies,
the symbiote floats and finds a new home. Host,
right,
and it's found you.
I died by rolling a natural 1 on a dying.
And I think
exactly.
I think it came right back to you.
Right, it sensed.
Oh my gosh!
Well,
it can smell your.
If this actually happens, I'm blaming all of you.
What if your new character just constantly sucks because of how you roll the die?
Stop it, Matthew's getting upset.
This is a voice I can actually do.
It was a good voice.
Yeah, it's a solid voice, and the coat is awesome. Well, the coat can stay, regardless of what happens to your character.
If you die, we should take the coat.
Yeah, someone should. You guys don't want that coat to
and
go
the
to waste.
Mirrors.
It's our first duster since Baron.
Yeah.
Baron Ashpeak, yeah.
You guys needed a good stomp encounter.
For sure.
You had it.
Way too
had it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, Asta's been missing a lot, too.
Asta's been
missing a lot, too, and not timing it right with the spell strike, it hasn't been whatever. And then you can just see what happens, like when it aligns and you roll a crit. You didn't even roll a natural 20. You just roll a crit. And it was like, bam, 48 points of damage. Yeah,
that
like, huge.
That's what Magus can do is like those really massive hits like that.
That might have been the most damage I've done.
I think it was the most damage ever done at this table.
I mean, as a level two character,
yeah.
That, no question.
The damage on that crit makes me rethink everything I thought I knew about this game, because I haven't seen you guys unleash that type of damage.
And that was
we
not
had
a
one good
20.
Combat.
That changes
one good combat.
Well, everything
that was.
Right? I think
was...
I need to start upping the ACs.
No.
The DCs.
No.
The number of enemies.
Oh, you have to know
their initiative.
That was a crit, and I had that striking spell which I've never used before. I got to add my. I cast my striking spell, which I had prepared that day. It was a new spell I hadn't tried out.
All you should be worrying about is reducing the number of hedgehogs.
Yeah.
That's the only thing you should worry about.
Like how many? Like zero. We should probably have like none, probably.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Zero. Beloved.
When are the plushies coming out?
By you.
Yes. The fans love him. He's a real treat.
The fans in the
real
chat.
Fun to have around.
The fans in the chat were demanding Hubert plushies and Buggles plushies.
Buggles plushies.
Buggles
for sure.
Plushies.
I want to
sure.
clarify. I think Buggles has no problem with Hubert.
Oh.
I think he likes Hubert.
Yeah.
I think Barnes doesn't actually hate him that much either.
Yeah.
He doesn't really know him.
Yeah, Barnes just met him.
We just met
him. And he's, you know, impressed with your man.
To be fair, you've only known him for...
I know. You kept saying tripod man, and I didn't get it for the first
brother
three
tripod.
Times.
Brother tripod.
Yeah. Who's not going to like a guy that says, nice penis?
Like admiring
that's how you engrage. That's like Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence.
That's right. Chapter one.
Just walk up to your boss and be like, you know, you got a hell of a penis.
Promote it.
But to be fair, all of you have only known Hubert.
Propelled LBJ's political career, I believe.
2 days?
You've known him a day more than I have.
Yeah, 1 day, 2 days.
Harrowing experiences with him. Where he just like dances around during them while we're dying.
Wait, you know what? No, we all met him the same day.
No. Oh my God, is it still the same day? No.
We rested
at the Knipos.
We rested.
We've known him one more day than Barnes has.
That's all it takes. Well, he's going to be around till the end of the campaign, and
right.
we'll live on
God
longer than all of you. Hedgehogs have a longer lifespan than humans.
That's not true. I don't think they live a long time.
Yeah, this one does. This one does. Good you guys are in the jungle. Your new friend went to dying one within 12 seconds of that fight. But your new friend did take the van, did stand up there with very cool abilities, cooler than any abilities that
very cool.
possess. What is going on with this fellow? The fight ends. These things are bleeding out on the ground. What do you do?
You okay?
Well, no, you're back, right?
I have one hit point.
One hit point.
And he turns to Buggles and he says, "It was a pleasure enough to meet you in real life. I didn't also expect to meet you in the depths of my mind. Thank you for what you did."
And it's just that you're saying this as the Kulakan is like fading, like literally.
Are you all right, sir?
I'm fine.
And you're clearly not okay.
Like all right. It struggles up. He's at one hit point. But don't call me sir. Barnes is fine.
Please, Brother Ramius, please help him.
Yes, Brother Ramius comes up to you quickly. Barnes.
Are you a doctor?
I am. Yes, let me have a look at your wounds here.
You're a doctor?
Barnes looks around to make sure to confirm.
Hubert's like,
we're all covered in horrible scars.
I thought you said that you specifically were not a doctor when you screamed out.
Call him a doctor.
It's just a turn of phrase. It's an easier way to get to the
real
issue. Can
you deal with this? He holds up the pustule. Is the pustule still there?
Yeah, they're kind of... Oh, actually. Mm? Thanks for...
Is there like an onset disease situation?
Oh, boy.
Is it a poison?
All right, so give me another fortitude save.
Oh, boy.
Wait, what's the frequency, dude?
It's X amount of rounds and there's multiple stages.
Wow.
17.
All right, so you go to stage 2.
Oh.
Oh, all right. Let me look at this.
You will gain your fire weakness increases. So it goes to, I'm stalling as I look it up. It goes to a weakness to fire 4, and then you take 10 points of piercing.
I pass out.
Like, as you're standing there, you're like,
I'm fine, I'm fine.
All right, can anybody stop this venom?
Is this, it's a poison?
Yeah, it's a venom. I can check the traits, but...
You know what, suck the pustules. Ew. Brother Ramius.
Asta.
He's going to... What? First, I'm going to do a...
I'm not
going
to keep you on initiative, but everyone should have a chance to try and help him. So
everyone should have a chance to suck the pustules.
If it comes to Asta and Asta wants to suck the pustules.
I'm going to attempt to treat poison.
You know what Talitha could have
pulls out his healer's toolkit.
And antidote. He's not a person.
Oh.
I go check if it's still where her body. One antidote.
Be right back.
In case of emergency, break glass.
Brother Ramius will attempt to treat poison.
Okay.
So he's going to start working on these pustules.
So you're basically doing a save for him, or you're doing something that will give him a bonus to his save?
Something that will give him a bonus to his save should I succeed. So I guess mine is against the DC. So it's 21.
Okay, that's a success.
Okay, so you get a plus two circumstance bonus to your next saving throw against the poison. So he's taking some pieces of cloth that he's like, hey, give me some damp cloth. And he's like laying it on the pustules and trying to keep them from being so virulent and growing into these horrible things that explode.
So we pee on some cloth.
Yeah,
we sterilize
some cloth.
You're on a sterile. Yes, thank you. Great job, Buggles.
Can anybody do you have other actions you could heal him and bring him up? Because basically, if it's going to come back around to him,
so he's
the first thing
too.
You would roll so right is a now, dying save.
So if you're saying, are we in initiative or not?
Essentially. I'm not going to make you
so
roll
this
initiative.
Poison takes every round.
Yeah, for X amount of rounds.
So I'm at dying 2 right now.
So you're at dying 2 right now. So
2?
I,
oh, because you were wounded. Mm-hmm.
So, weird.
Treat poison is one action, so can you do a heal?
Sure.
How many actions is treat poison?
Treat poison is one action.
Okay.
Treat wounds is 10 minutes.
I mean,
I have
you could
die. It's right here.
Wait,
I have
an elixir.
If you don't roll out of the poison yourself, you will die.
I know.
Wait,
because here's what I'm thinking, right? I can just stabilize you. I can just stabilize you instantly without a problem. But
then if he rolls
bad, you would be wounded too. Then if you failed on the poison, even if you succeed on the poison, you're going to go immediately to dying 3. Then I can stabilize you, and you'll be wounded 3.
Why even play?
Then if you fail on the roll, you will be dying 4 and permanently die.
Wait, but I have an elixir of life.
I would not die. It
doesn't matter.
Minor. It doesn't matter?
Because of the wounded condition.
It won't heal wounded if he... No.
He has to roll out of this poison. This poison is going to kill him if he doesn't roll out of it.
So let's take it back. 3 poison doesn't take 10 minutes.
It's one action.
It's one action, okay. So your options are... To heal.
I will treat poison, and I will...
Which will give you the +2 bonus.
And I will stabilize him. I don't see the reason to heal him. I don't see the
difference. Well, keep in mind, he's at stage 2. So if he just regular succeeds, he'll go to stage 1, take damage again.
Right. But the damage...
Yeah.
Well, I just need to know how much damage it's going to be. What was it before? It was a... It
doesn't matter.
10.
It does matter, because if I cast heal and get your HP up enough, you won't go back to dying.
Then it won't matter. I thought you were...
Yeah, let me... I'm just going to cast heal. So I will treat poison, and then I will do a 2-action... heal on him.
Okay.
Okay. And that is going to give you minimum 9 points of healing. Okay.
All right. Can anybody else do anything else?
Can I give him the elixir of life minor? Or is that not going to help him?
Yeah, that'll help. Yeah.
Okay.
Help.
So that's 1d6. Yeah. 1d6.
Plus.
It's just 1d6. Elixir of life minor?
Yes. That's correct. Yeah. 1d6.
Not +1?
And the bonus is +1. What does that mean? The elixir restores 1d6 hit points, and the bonus is +1.
I don't know. That means I'm pretty sure those elixirs are just 1d6. I don't think there's pluses.
1d6 +1.
Yeah.
I don't think Zephyr can do anything. I'm not trained in medicine.
I pour that when he wakes up again.
Yeah, what that?
It's a weird sentence.
Oh, I think
the bonus is what you get to saves against diseases and poison. So that's good.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so,
and that,
so I have a plus 3.
And that is an item bonus, so that will stack.
So
that's
I pour that
+3.
Into your mouth when you wake up with the 9 hit points. Asta immediately uncorks and pours.
Unlike treat poison, that +1 lasts for 10 minutes. I don't know if treat poison lasts that.
No, it's just the next save. Okay. So I would have to keep treating him. Also, you have a bottle cap, so you're fine.
Oh, right.
Yeah, but I have to use it on this out of combat. It's so depressing.
All right. Anybody all right, else want to do
what's your roll?
Oh, wait. Are you going to roll? You want me to? I can roll. Let's see.
He's unconscious and dying.
One.
Oh! That was a complete waste. Yeah. Like a complete
no,
waste.
No, we
of
have
the
a plus one to yeah, the poison.
But it's the bonus right,
not
dice.
A complete waste.
Don't right. be mean.
It's a 90% waste.
I'm
now, I'm now oh. I get...
oh.
Oh.
I have an antidote. I have a lesser antidote.
I take my healing potion back.
Undo.
I undo.
No.
Control-Z. That's not fair. I undo. If he had an antidote, I wouldn't give him the healing potion.
You're trying to heal me, not cure my.
He needs.
Yeah,
it.
That's too different.
He needs it still. Okay.
So Buggles on his turn is going to. Like we're all just walking, up, pouring stuff into his mouth.
Barnes is feeling very well taken care of.
Is that an antidote?
What's on this cloth?
We're just shoving a pee rag in his mouth.
We waterboarding
it should help.
Him.
It's sterilized.
Cloth and pouring.
So that's going to be an additional. That's or a total plus two item bonus.
All right. So keep your lesser John over there, Sydney. There's no reason they won't stack, and it's fine.
No, there is a reason she should use it. We should not undo that.
All right. He only gets one.
There's
only
one.
Plus one won't stack with his plus two.
I understand, no, I know, but we didn't know that we're undoing it because we rolled a plus one on the heal.
Right. That's right, right,
one
right.
on the healing.
All right. I tried.
I know. This
all right, fine. Take it back.
This one guy.
I can't understand how you can do that.
Unbelievable.
No, I just want no.
GM's trying to be nice.
Well, I just want to clarify that the primary reason for it was to give him hit points. Because right. even at stage one.
No, my primary reason was to give him an item bonus to
no,
the save.
You didn't know that.
You didn't know.
You didn't know that. You found out that. After.
And now because you're lying, I'm making
And I did a good job.
That's true.
And I'm being punished?
Wow.
No.
If I die, because
I'm being gaslit.
That's what I hear.
Gaslit.
Everyone's gaslighting Sydney.
Okay. I got an idea. All right, we undo that, and then why don't you give him the potion? Because he needs 1d6 hit points.
Hey, I've got an idea. Give him the potion.
All right.
Who's you know gonna what? Roll it?
You know what? I'm gonna take the higher road here, and I'm gonna say, why don't you just keep that little potion I gave you?
Good for you.
Thank you.
Good for you.
Maybe the bigger person.
What a mess. Bastard. All right,
unbelievable.
So he gave you a potion. She gave you a potion. Buggles gave you an antidote. You have a plus four to this save, and you have 10 hit points. 9 from Ramius. 1 from Goofball.
I'm rolling my chipped Matthew die.
Oh.
Okay. Come on,
buddy. Get it.
Roll.
Get it.
I've been more full
get
of
a like, crit.
No, you didn't.
Come on.
You roll? It's not a 1.
It's not a 1.
It's not a 1.
But it's still a fail. 15.
15. All right. So you take stage 2 again because there is no stage 3 shocker alert. So you're weak to fire. Nobody used fire on him. And you're going to take.
You don't try
8 to... points of
yes.
I'm still up.
All right.
That's great.
Cool. Don't try to cauterize the wound, everybody.
All right.
I was
so
thinking
now,
about it.
Now,
all right, well, so
now
you still
you
have a plus
do?
One
now
for
gonna,
this potion.
I'm going to continue to treat the poison.
And you have a plus one to the next thing for
how
my
long
potion,
does the antidote
so?
Last?
The antidote lasts for 6 hours.
Yes, okay. The plus one doesn't stack.
Oh, okay,
right.
Okay.
So it's just plus two and then maybe another plus two. Or even more if you crit.
Yeah, if I crit, but I doubt that. Let's see.
At 20.
Let's see. 29.
Crit.
Yeah.
That's plus four circumstance.
So plus
bonus.
Never
doubt
so
yourself.
Now hold on.
For the dice.
Little healage.
And then I will cast heal again. I'll start burning them on you, buddy, because we cannot have your character die.
That would be hilarious.
Oh, max that time.
Okay.
16.
Nice. Okay.
Oh, there
right.
we go.
All right.
Okay. Comes I'm, back around.
I'm
this has been
here.
The one.
I'm done over here.
I'm
you're
done
over here.
Two. When you're done.
So,
1, 2, 3.
A little.
All right, so three. How many saves this? You failed the first one.
Yeah, I think that it
this
might work its way out of your system.
Fourth
it's possible that it doesn't just keep going until it kills you.
Yeah, it has a maximum duration.
So plus six to my fortitude on this roll.
Yep.
This is awesome. I love poison shit. Scary.
Okay, natural 18.
There we go.
That might be a crit.
So that'll be plus 13 to that roll, so 31.
31. That's a critical success. You go from stage 1 to 0, you're cured.
Yeah! Oh, man. We did it. That was so funny. I got through that combat, and I was like... And we didn't use any of my heal spells. And now we burned two of them.
That's amazing.
Thank you all. That was. Oh, I thought I was back. But
are you going to faint again?
No, I think I'm all right. That venom, I think it's worked its way out. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, whatever that was, we need to keep an eye out for these creatures now too. Had you seen them before? Ever?
I had seen them before, but I hadn't messed with them.
Asta kicks the body out of the way between her and.
No, it's just,
Barnes.
It's acting according to its nature. We are the invaders here.
It's very wise of you.
Yes.
Hmm. Very wise.
Interesting. Well, I mean, they did attack us. I would say in nature, those that attack first might not get the benefit of the doubt.
We are the creatures invading their space. We shouldn't be here.
As a fox, you should know that.
Pardon me?
So then what do we do?
You heard me.
Get to the funicular.
Let us
After
try.
We heal me first, because I...
Yes, of course.
A bit wounded.
I'm also wounded, Brother Ramius.
Give me a moment!
And remember, he's drained. So, eyes are sunk. And
how long does that well last?
All day.
What was that that happened? I've never seen you cast that hard before.
Are you okay?
I don't know either. I could feel the presence of the keepers. He tried to drive that creature away from us, but I felt so angry. I haven't felt anger like that in a long time. I had been doing better, but something about losing Talitha was too hard.
Is that her name, Talitha?
Yes. As he's wrapping up Barnes, he'll talk about it. He heals you. And so, he'll talk about Talitha as he does it. And about what a terrific 9 hit points. What a terrific.
I'm up to full.
You're up to full. All right, great. What a terrific.
Rod. She was.
What a smoking hot broad she was. No, like what a. How intelligent she was and how skilled she was in so many different areas and everything. And did you say you were an educator?
Yes. I teach at the Arcanarium.
Oh, the Arcanarium?
What's that?
In Absalom. It's a university.
It's primarily the largest university in the largest city in Avastar.
Oh.
It's primarily a school for magic users, but they also offer an anthropology course.
If you don't mind my saying, you are rather scarred, however, as well. You don't seem purely an academic.
No, I'm a field researcher. I'm not schooled myself. I think, honestly, they were a bit embarrassed. They hadn't hired me after a while, so...
Ooh.
Wow. And he will start working on Zephyr, and he crits on Zephyr. Ooh, that's 20. Ooh. 20 for Zephyr.
Nice. I'm full.
Awesome.
Brother Ramius, do you have any healing for a broken heart?
I'm sorry. I haven't yet found the spell for that.
Right now?
I can offer you one. I can offer you a bit of healing for that.
What would you do?
There's something that you can do for that. You personally, it only can come from you.
All right.
What is it?
I suggest song. Yes, you should sing.
I should sing?
Yes.
I never learned how.
You don't know what you're doing right now.
Please, no. Please don't.
Carry a tune.
Please don't.
He's wounded. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Please shut your mouth right now.
I know.
You don't know him like we do.
Close your mouth.
Song, eh?
Yes.
Nothing wrong with Brother Buggles.
Buggles is excited.
Buggles loves songs.
What would I even sing about?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Asta, are you hurt?
I can teach you a few simple tunes if you like.
Is that what you taught at the Arcanicum?
Arcanicum.
Arcanicum.
You taught.
You have a stroke there.
That thing that you said, the Arcanicum.
Arcanarium.
Yes, that.
I did not teach music at the Arcanarium, however.
So you're a singer yourself.
I wouldn't go that far. But I can provide you with... I can write some simple sheet music for you.
Oh, now what is that? What is that?
Just the music you could sing.
Right.
Your mother never sang songs to you?
No. She tried, but nothing ever came out. Just air. She'd go...
I hate him so much.
Just watching Brody collapse.
I don't know what it was about.
Now you can see why I never learned.
Your mother, she sounds like a fascinating person.
Oh, she was the best. She was the best.
Shall we proceed?
Us is like holding her robe open so Brother Ramius can bandage it.
Cold water. Runny drips. Runny drips.
Are you done yet with the stitching?
Ah, yes, you're fine.
He doesn't know what books are, but he knows what stories are.
Thank you. I'm good.
Onward through the lovely jungle.
You could set that to music.
What I just said there?
Yes.
Sing that. Onward through the lovely jungle.
Onward through the lovely jungle.
I think you're just singing Ave Maria.
Jose, yes, no, no.
You're unfamiliar with music, but you know the melody to Ave Maria perfectly.
I don't really know what you're talking about. I seem to be crying.
Pretty sure
there's running drips coming out of my eyes.
That's a copy.
Getting all over my bushy.
I see an opera singer.
What? He's like Crocodile Dundee with a head injury. Like,
This is good. It's good to laugh.
Which way?
This way.
To the vernacular. You know where it is?
Yes, I've been there before.
All right. Well.
Be careful. Keep your eyes open.
Oh, one more minute. I'm just going to focus for 10 minutes.
Well, the healing that I did alone took about 40 to 50, so...
Oh.
Yeah, it took plenty.
Oh, for everybody else.
For everybody else, so you could have refocused.
I refocused. All right. Onward, then. Barnes?
This way.
Are you feeling better?
I'm feeling much better. Thank you all. Oh,
great. Let's go. Let's get closer to this damn thing.
Keep trudging ahead in the lovely jungle in search of this gondola that you saw from the cliffside nearby where you entered this jungle through the Iodara. Travel along for a couple of hours. Barnes, you feel like you can get there while there's still light, if your memory of the area isn't deceiving you. At a certain point, you come to a stream bed, and you look up and down. It doesn't seem like there's any other way to go but across it. It's nothing like the river that you had to cross with the snail where you lost Talitha. And there's these short rainbow-colored mushrooms just like covering the edge of the stream bed on both sides, offering a welcome reprieve from the forest undergrowth that
you've
dealt with thus far.
Cute.
Asta goes and picks up one of the mushrooms, and all of a sudden...
Jesus, that scared me.
And she gets like four times as tall.
Should we have frostwing?
Asta goes and grabs one of the mushrooms, and as you step into the mushroom patch, there is this just like...
Oh, no.
Asta. And like energy just blasts all of you in the mind. Give me a will save.
Wait. Where is this? What's the distance? We had to walk through the...
He said to cross the... Didn't you say?
Yes,
he made them sound really pretty.
When did we say we walked into the mushroom?
Because I'm gonna. I'm not going to say they all ran up there with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
What is it?
Asta, no!
A will? Wisdom? What?
Yeah, you grab this mushroom. So you guys, you just see Asta like whip her head back. But you're the only one who hears this loud hum that just like turns into psychic energy that hammers your brain.
What is it? What's the save?
A will save.
Will save. 13. Lucky number 13.
Lucky 13.
It's a critical failure.
God.
What was the thing we were reading about effects? If it doesn't list a critical failure, it isn't double? Or
yeah.
Is that true of all effects if it doesn't list it? Or only if it lists...
If it says a basic save, then it's a double.
It doesn't say basic save.
If it has like...
Oh, no, it does say basic save. I'm sorry, I missed the word.
Yeah, then
basic.
It's double.
All right, so I'm just making sure because this is so much damage. You take 38 points of mental damage and you're fatigued.
Can you just chill for a second?
You are down.
And you're fatigued. More importantly, you're dying too. But yeah.
I'm assuming that was all your hit points.
We see Asta go up to
38 points of damage
to go pick a pretty mushroom. She's probably like, "Whoa!"
Yeah, I imagine at the moment
she's just down.
I imagine at the moment Brother Ramius is just like talking to Barnes about like the Arcanarium. You know what I mean, he's just like so. I'm fascinated, but how many buildings are there? And all of a sudden, you just hear like
maybe
like,
as you're walking up,
he turns and Oss is on the
ground.
Well,
it's also only mental, so only she like got hurt or
and
knew
you hear
what
just
happened.
Like a poof.
And I then can a, picture
and
then a, this.
Yeah, and she just
like
collapsed.
As you're walking
you're
up, Zephyr's like,
you she
Asta,
died?
Asta,
yeah,
Asta, and you're not listening. And then suddenly, you're
we
dead.
All run towards.
All right, so we all run up to her.
Oh, slow down. It could have something to do with the mushrooms.
Can I roll on the mushrooms?
Couple things. Now, who went to dying during the last combat? Did you remove wounded?
Yeah,
when we
healed enough to remove wounded or treat wounds that itself. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you're at dying too. You guys have plenty of time here, but tell me what you want to do.
Can I roll on
plenty
mushrooms?
Of time?
Yeah.
Same. Can I roll nature?
Did I pick one?
Yes, but it fell from your hand immediately when you hit the
ground. It'll be a plus six for me.
Plus six. Try and figure out what these are.
I have a plus four for nature.
Plus four for nature? All right, so plus six and a plus four. You're not quite so sure, but you get the sense that these mushrooms are all working together in some way.
Fungal network.
Yeah, it's like a fungal network. Mm-hmm. So just by entering that field and grabbing one, it's like a defense mechanism of the plants. In unison, they all just hammered her mind.
Gestalt field of mushrooms.
Yeah. Even though it's just one small mushroom, she picked one and it activates all of them.
We pick her up. Barnes will scoop her up and kind of gently lift her out of the mushrooms, being very careful not to crush any mushrooms.
Bring her back away from those things.
He takes her katana. Also.
Bring my mushroom.
Katana. Where am I from? New Jersey?
Katana.
Bring your katana.
I take your katana to the shore. And does anyone heal her before she has to roll a death save?
Oh, for Christ's sake. Oh, yeah, I'll cast Stabilize. I can cast Stabilize.
Okay, so boom, and that brings her to zero, but wounded two?
Wounded one, yeah.
Wounded one, I'm sorry, yes. So you're... Oh.
What a day.
I'm not awake yet. Don't look at me.
Barnes,
you can't yell at her yet.
Barnes lights a match for you.
Yeah, set her down. Ramius gets over and just starts like cursing like under his breath. Fucking awesome. And he starts working to... This was all mental damage.
It's all mental, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was about to say.
Yeah, so it's like, how would he treat wounds on this? He's looking you over for any visible wounds. Doesn't see anything on your skin or anything like that.
Blood coming out of her ear.
Yeah.
Okay, so he'll start cleaning that blood from her ear. And Asta, can you hear me?
Slaps her.
And he'll start treating wounds the best way he can. And that is a success for 10 points of healing, which would at least wake you up.
Do you have assurance? At this level, would assurance guarantee you success on medicine checks?
I really don't think so. I think it's really close, but not quite. Mm-hmm. But maybe at level two it could, yeah. But I took continual recovery instead, so I could do it every 10 minutes. Yeah. That's what I took instead.
So yeah, she wakes up.
What happened?
You tried to eat the mushrooms.
You went ahead of us and you picked a mushroom, and then it like obliterated your brain. All of them all at once.
I think it's best if we be very careful, even with the flora. They seem to have ancient defense mechanisms.
This mushroom attacked you like you're an Italian plumber or something.
Hubert walks over to the mushrooms and picks one.
Hubert!
Oh, no, let him go. Yeah.
What?
Just a...
No, go deeper. A deeper mushroom.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, further in. Away.
He walks through. I don't see what the problem is.
Does he not have a mind?
Oh. They smell rank.
Now perhaps the hazard is not reset.
This would never happen.
Asta.
In Taldor.
Look at these.
I didn't think it would. I heard like a scream.
A scream.
In my head. Did you hear it?
No, but they are a network and they work together. So you picked one and they all screamed in your brain all at once, I guess.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. I think you need at least another 10 minutes or so. Just lay here. Rest your head.
Yeah, where's my
eat
katana?
Some mushroom.
Right.
I pick some fresh mushrooms.
Another 13 points of healing.
Okay. I'm almost
another
up
10
to,
minutes.
Almost up to full.
Okay. It's just a wound, it goes away.
Wound, it goes away.
Yeah, and I'm still fatigued, or no? Yes,
but fatigue goes away. Actually, how does fatigue go away?
I think you have to rest.
Rest, like a full night's rest.
Ah, okay, so you will...
Or maybe it's 1 hour for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, full night's rest.
It's full nights.
Yeah. Okay.
That'll be a penalty to AC and saves. And you can't use exploration activities while traveling on a horse.
Bummer. Wish I... Could use exploration activities traveling on a horse right now, but I don't.
I just said on a horse.
It's not. It's all exploration activities.
Okay, I think I'm okay.
Good. All right, let us go.
Brother Ramius, you like to smith and things, but you could have some fun with these.
Hubert, how did you pick that?
I don't know.
Mushroom.
Just walked over there and picked it up.
Smoke mushrooms?
No, I don't know. I just see him doing stuff.
Can I do a nature check to see if they're psychedelic?
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, 27.
Ooh. They're obviously very dangerous, but you, as someone who's in the know, a former gardener,
mm-hmm.
Drug addict,
and addict, they do have psychedelic properties, but dangerous.
Yeah. So he's like, no, psychedelics are not for me. I can't, mind can't handle them, and I can't trust myself, so.
Hubert's eating six of them. What was that you said?
Hubert, Hubert, you are about to see some very strange things.
Tingles me brain.
But I assure you, you'll be okay.
All right.
Just keep talking. That would be the best for everyone.
You're funny, and so
you just kept talking.
All right, I'll just keep chatting throughout the rest of the year.
This way. Soon. Don't eat. No one touch any more mushrooms.
Do you have any Allman Brothers?
Hey, Hubert. You ever think about dying?
Who said that?
That was
you ever feel like everyone's just like watching you and hates you?
It's Barbie.
Guys are funny. Guys are so funny.
Do you ever get scared?
What's that?
You feel like you're maybe itchy right now? Like something's itchy. Crawling under
like
your skin.
Now that
you
mention
it, yeah, it's a little strange. The world's all bendy.
Okay.
Imagine the sounds of the cacophony of the jungle must sound very.
The birds must be overwhelming.
Ooh, my back hurts. Oh, things have just pooped up my pee hole.
All right. Let's go on.
Let's go.
We leave him behind.
I like how we throw him a bone and as if we think anything different is going to happen.
We allow him into our party and lives and throw softballs, just little softballs.
I think I'll start singing again. You keep walking. Again. Theomachus thinks that you can.
That's a great name for us to not use.
Theomachus
kind of
is so
sucks that we're calling
such
you
an
Barnes.
Amazing
yeah,
name.
Yeah, Theomachus is so. Can we call you Theo? Can we call you Theo?
He likes Barnes.
We call you Mock?
It's Barnes.
No.
Cuss?
Call you us?
Can we
us?
Call you Cuss?
Can we call you Cuss?
I'll tell you what you can call me when you can call me it.
All right.
Barnes.
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 Tuberculosis.
Barnes!
I'm going to call you Tuberculosis. TB. You feel like you can get to what you saw being this gondola by the end of the day before nightfall.
So nice.
Push forward.
Great.
And eventually, you guys reach a hill that seems familiar to you. Climb to the crest of the hill, and the trees thin at the top of the hill, and you see like a valley leading into a broad stone quarry. And you see that the steep sides of the quarry have been sheared at least like 15 feet deep. So you're about 15 feet up. It's like a sheer drop into the quarry. The walls and the floor are a mix of naturally broken stone and expertly precise excavation. There is a narrow pathway leading from the top of the hill, like down and into the quarry, so you don't need to scale the walls. And the only reason you would want to get down there is in the center of the quarry, there is a shallow pool of water encircling the base of a 30-foot tall stone tower. The tower's top is flat on the top, and it can be accessible via a ramp on the south side. So there's like a ramp on the south side of the tower that leads up to the top of the tower. And at the top of the tower, there are two curving rune-carved pillars crackling with purple lightning and generating two narrow light beams that lead down to the pyramids. So they are not purple ropes.
Oh,
they are
wow.
lightning.
Beams.
What?
Oh my god.
It's like purple. A trolley car?
Not a funicular at all.
But no, but maybe it is. But it runs on it like...
Funicular.
Like
a trolley car. Like, so, yeah, like...
Yeah, or no, it's like a... But it's a gondola. It hangs below, right?
Yeah, so they look like purple robes from afar. It's not. It's this lightning that leads directly into the pyramids in the mountains. And you see in the distance, the gondola is like coming back towards the top of this stone tower. Within the quarry, working amongst this tower, there are two large stone beings standing within the basin, large, capital L.
That's them.
And they're hard at work hewing stone and putting it in a pile near the gondola platform. There's something elvish about them, which is what Barnes said, but they're also like large and burly and naked with like completely androgynous features. Instead of heads, they have like metallic sculptures where a head should be of celestial orbs. each like sculpture suspended inside of a large vertical ring. So one statue's head is a stylized like sun, and the other is a crescent moon just hanging in there. And they're hard at work loading stuff ready for this gondola to return. And we'll be back right after this quick break.
What to do here?
Naish, are you guys familiar with the flavored air category as an alternative to vaping and smoking? I was not until recently. And now I'm like completely getting why this alternative is becoming like a movement toward better habits. And the whole category is led by one of the sponsors of the GCP, Fume. Fume is an award-winning flavored air device that can satisfy your oral fixation through a passive diffusion system that utilizes no electronics, vapor, or combustion. To me, that means I can experiment with a host of different flavors that they have while also using it anywhere, because it's not a vape. It is certainly not smoking. And so there's no restrictions to where I can use it to help me de-stress and just generally relax and enjoy myself. I use it while I'm just reading a book in a park just as easily as I'll use it while I'm watching my tablet on the subway, because there's no smoke, there's no vapor. And the device itself is made with a really high quality design that is really fun to fidget with, to be honest. So even when I'm not using it, I'm sometimes just playing with the little snaps and clicks that it has to calm my anxiety. So long story short, it's changing some bad habits that I once had into good ones. And these are habits that are approved by doctors in the US that are not addictive and that reduce stress. It's honestly an amazing combination. Fume has served over 300,000 customers, and you can be the next success story. For a limited time, use our code GCN to get a free gift with your journey pack. Head to tryfume.com, that's T-R-Y-F-U-M.com, and use code GCN to get a free gift with your order today.
Let's go to the map. Let's kick things off with yet another unbelievable map from our good friends at Foundry VTT.
Show me it.
Show me the map.
Oh. Oh, those pawns are very... Wow.
Oh.
Sexy stone ladies.
Yeah, sexy sun and moon stone ladies.
Yeah, this is sort of a classic image of a stone construct, but it doesn't quite do justice to the image that I described. But similar.
Yeah. This is actually, this could easily have been inspired by the caryatid columns creature in Fiend Folio from the original Dungeons and Dragons.
I know those creatures.
Yeah. And so imagine this without a head, just like a circle with a floating sun or a floating moon in it. It is extraterrestrial in nature. It's very, very strange.
We are in Castrovel. He slipped.
Oh, he said extraterrestrial.
It is definitely
in
extraterrestrial.
Nature.
I chose my words carefully. Everything about this does not seem like home, especially with these lightning ropes.
Any of you any good at stealth?
I am a little bit, but
is any of you an expert?
What are you
is
thinking?
Any of you,
afraid not.
I don't know how to put this more succinctly, but are any of you an expert in stealth?
I've been trained in stealth.
So no, can't follow the expert on stealth.
There are no experts at level two.
Maybe we should watch to see if they have a routine.
I
have a plus three, but I'm not trained or expert.
I have a plus eight.
Whoa.
I'm trained.
Great.
I'm plus six.
I'm plus one.
Maybe we should watch them to see if they have a routine first, because what's our goal here? We want to get onto the
gondola
thing.
That is incredibly smart.
Right?
Incredibly insightful. You are so valuable to this group.
Yes.
We would be lost without you.
We would be lost. We'd all... I'd hate to think what would happen to us if you left, Zephyr.
Oh, if Zephyr left, we would all die.
We all, surely.
Thank you, Zephyr.
Really, based on the one battle I've seen, I don't know how they could survive without you.
Okay, guys.
That is a great idea. Let's hunker down for a bit and
think
and see what their routine is.
Let's surveil, like, for a while.
Just watch
for
also to see how often the gondola goes back and forth. Like, is it just
let's get a sense of the whole rhythm,
how fast it's coming.
Yeah, and what do they do if it's not there? Do they like go to sleep or something?
How long do you want to watch?
Hours. It depends on. That's what I would say. I would say hours. It depends on what they do.
Yeah.
Like, if nothing changes for two or three straight hours at all, then we would at least know the rhythm of the gondolas. But if something changes, maybe we wait another few hours. You know what I mean? To see if there's a routine.
All right. So you watch, and there doesn't seem to be a routine per se. They're working the area. They're just finding stone to chop. They make a pile. And eventually the platform comes to the top of the tower. And when it does, it rests there for a moment. And they just start loading it up with these stones. And then after several minutes of pausing, it takes off again and continues down the line. And you see another one coming in the distance. If you're waiting hours to watch this, it seems like a gondola arrives every 30 minutes. Another fresh one comes, and they just repeat the process. There is no sort of like precise, like this one moves there and this one moves there. They're working, even though they're inhuman. They're working, and when it comes, they're intelligent enough to know to like load up the stone that they've hewed from the walls, put it on the gondola as much as they can before it takes off again.
But the 30 minutes, is that like to the minute-ish?
You can pretty much set your watch to it. 30 minutes, and it stays for about anywhere from between 5 and 7 minutes. It stops there while they're loading it, and then it continues on.
What about this?
We could fight them.
I don't know that we can fight them.
Did they start coming after you when you got a certain closeness to them, or did you, like, taunt them?
I wouldn't taunt them, but Troy, what happened?
I imagine you took the pathway in. You could climb into it, but, you know, you probably kept your distance and didn't want to, like, close yourself in, I would think, especially while you were by yourself. So you took the long pathway around, which is where I have you stationed on the map right now. That's more of an indication. If you say, like, no, we want to come in from the walls, you can roll some athletics checks and whatnot. But or if you want to come in from multiple sides, we can do that. Don't take that for a road where you are right now. But let's say you took the path. Maybe you're like, oh, there, fellas, can we talk? And the minute you got near them, they turned on you with an obvious attack pose. And then you just maybe backed off, and the minute you pulled out of the quarry, they did not pursue you.
Interesting. Hmm. Right here in the center, this is the ramp. It goes up over...
Yeah, in the center, the ramp goes up to the top of that tower. So this top of the tower is actually 30 feet off the ground.
So they walk up the ramp.
Mm-hmm.
From the other side of this tower area, this wooden platform, that's also 30 feet up.
Yeah, that's 30 feet up. And right now it's not there, but like when it comes in, that's what it looks like.
Oh, that's what it looks like when it comes in.
Yeah. So that platform, when it's not there, there's nothing there. But when it comes in, they load it, and then it takes off again.
I'm wondering if it looks possible from, like, the edge of the quarry ridge wall, like, at the top of the map. As I'm watching, like, the carts go back and forth, does it look like you can maybe jump into one?
Oh, totally. It's not impossible. But
you know what?
Your two options are, I mean, you'd have to roll a leap action.
Oh, it's 15 feet.
But if you, I think there's a point where it's 10 feet.
Yeah, there's a point where it's 10 feet.
But anyone fails...
Yeah. I could mirror myself in there.
Yeah, and you could teleport in there.
If you time it where it's like the thing is the thing is in, and you wait until it's just ready to take off again, you could all roll leap actions to get there or use other means. But anyone that fails will be left behind.
I'm guessing that...
And fall into the quarry.
Brother Amos, I'm guessing you aren't much for leaping.
I'm afraid not. I wish I was younger. I could have done that easily, but...
Brother Amos.
Yes?
You look great.
That's not true, but thank you.
I mean, so maybe one of the things we can do is...
I don't think I can make that jump.
Oh, right, Hubert.
I'm a little worried, but you know what I can do.
fly.
No, you can't.
Can you fly, Hubert?
Flying right now.
Oh, right.
Do you know what fly? Oh, yeah. I forgot he's...
How many of the mushrooms did you take?
Six.
What?
Six mushrooms.
Oh, perhaps. Idea. Huddle up.
Great. All right. I don't have an idea, but...
I do.
For those of us that cannot leap, we could make a run for it.
Wait, when, is it 10 feet?
There is a place where it is 10
feet. On the left side.
It's automatic, isn't it? Like, I think you only
10 feet
have
is
to,
automatic, yeah.
Yeah, you only have to make a check if it's more than that.
But we could only get to...
Yeah, there is a spot where it's 10 feet, and it would be automatic, right?
So let's just do that.
Yeah.
As it's leaving.
And you and I can teleport.
I'll teleport. We don't have to do... We can go
is
to the other
the
side.
I can go to the 15-foot
side. I can go to the 15-foot side, too, and we can make room at the 10-foot side for other people.
And then you guys...
I was going to say...
It's 15 feet.
So I think the left one is the one that comes in.
Right here. 10 feet.
10 feet. Yeah. 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 I don't. So some of you would have to find other means, right?
Yeah.
So two of us can teleport. And you guys can do. You could do the jump if it's automatic.
I think we should have Hubert distract the golems.
What's that?
Oh, Asta, you're so bad.
What?
Asta,
go ahead, what were you saying?
That would be killing him for sure.
And just leave him here?
What?
No, I agree.
No, I'm saying, Hubert,
but he
you
have the hedgehog is tripping
idea.
On hallucinogens.
You could
Asta.
Ingratiate yourself.
When did you get a sister?
How many of me do you see?
Six.
What?
What?
So you were talking to five of her when you asked, when did you get a sister?
Quiet down, madam.
What were you going to say, Brother Ramies?
I think the distraction plan is brilliant. What is the plan for him to then get in the gondola?
Well, he wouldn't have to get in the gondola. He would wait for us to return.
By himself in this jungle.
Tripping balls, as it said.
I'm sorry, Asta. I can't leave him for dead.
Sadly, neither can I.
Neither can I. I'm sorry I even said it.
No. I could.
I thought of it too, but I couldn't think of a way to get him into the gondola after the
Perhaps
distraction.
We could tie a rope to him.
I could stage a distraction.
I don't think we'll need it with this plan.
All right, let's see if we'll need it. So
with
we've
your
got
double that you did. Your little
look.
Double?
We've got two people. Hold on. We got two people on the right side that don't need a roll. Then we've got. Maybe then we've got two people on the other side that can get there without a roll, basically. Because there's two, is there three spots to grab on the gondola?
There's only three. Only three people can make the jump,
and then one person would have to roll long jump.
No, somebody else can jump 15 feet.
What I'm saying is, like, three people can get there for free.
Right.
Everybody else has to make
a check.
Roll.
Yeah.
Wait, so what? How can three people get there for free? Because there's three.
Oh, no, excuse
me. He's like one jump, next jump, next jump.
Yeah, because of the speed with which this thing moves, you know, you get the. If you time it exactly.
You go one, two, three, and then you filled up that side of the gondola.
Filled up that side of the gondola. Everybody else would have to stay. You could, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody else has to roll to try and time it all at the same time.
Right. So three of us can get on for free. Two of you can get there for free with your abilities. So we're good.
And but there's still one more. It's Hubert.
There's Hubert, but I mean,
couldn't you
hold him?
Hubert? Oh. He's tiny.
How does it work? I can't take anybody with me.
I don't think it specifically says I can't.
What's the ability?
Dimensional assault.
I don't think it's intended to.
I'm guessing you can't.
It's certainly not intended to work that way.
It's not intended to work that way, but many things are not intended to be used as they're used.
Yeah, but Hubert, somebody said it. It's a perfect example. The last
medium-sized creature.
He's medium?
Your he's medium. Mirror, you could tie him to a rope and hold the rope. Mirror over, and then as we pull away, he'll be dangling for a second, but then you can just pull him up.
That's true.
You could do the same thing with you guys, too. Just leave him on the side of the cliff.
I said tie him to a rope. Yeah.
Tie him to a rope.
Oh, I know, but we got enough to do the leap. You're just literally going to appear on the other side holding the rope.
Yeah,
I don't
know
if that would work.
I'll tie him to a rope. I'll hold the rope and I'll dimensional assault.
Will you blink out of existence? So I think that I
would let go of the rope.
Yeah, I think.
But I don't let go of my katana.
Well
someone who leaps could just be holding the rope.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Somebody all right, fine.
Keep in mind, the intention isn't for you to break the encounter here, the situation. The intention is for there to be some rolls and some risk.
Yeah.
Well, but I think we figured out how to get around it.
I'd have
with
to
our
roll
abilities.
A DC 15 long jump check.
No. I think Troy's saying three of us can do that.
Oh, wait.
One, two, three.
I can't use my dimensional assault.
You have to do a strike at the end.
Teleport to any square in range that's within reach of a creature.
Oh, that makes sense.
And then make a melee strike against one creature within your
reach. What's your athletics?
I can make the jump. I can still jump. My athletics is not bad at all.
It'd be a DC 15.
I think I feel comfortable doing that.
And you have a bottle cap.
I'm gonna ball count.
So Hubert, Buggles, Ramius take the free jump to Barnes. Telemachus. Barnes teleports?
I'm gonna use my mirror. So basically I'll mirror.
Oh, you mirror yourself over there.
And then I'll just move from the second position.
And then you two roll.
Yeah.
All right, so what's the plan if they fall?
Let's tie them to ropes.
We're gonna have to take that as a
We'll have to climb out of the quarry and try again.
Yeah.
From where we are.
It'd be gone.
Yeah, but we'll have to try on the next one.
On the next
time. We would hide and wait.
Keep in mind, falling into the quarry, you have every reason to believe will trigger these creatures coming out.
Oh, it's extremely deadly.
And it'll be a two-on-two.
They've got bottle caps. If they roll that poorly, we're just going to have to deal with it.
Yeah.
Are there any precautions?
I mean, the other option is fight the creatures, so I don't think we can do that.
So it's up to you guys. It could kill you,
I say,
but it's a low chance.
It's not a low chance, even with a bottle cap.
I say let's
fail.
Do it.
It's certainly fun, and it's different. It's different.
I'll tell you what.
One, at least, potentially more, will die if we fight these things.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't want to get into the encounter, but...
Yeah. You know, the other option is to just, like, kind of fight them, like, just as we run up there, but they're going to block the way.
Yeah. I mean, theoretically... Could Zephyr just be standing just outside the range of their aggro area and shoot them firing at them repeatedly? Would they come out of the quarry at that point to fight her? Or
it's an interesting theory.
I have my video game logic. Like, stand just a little far back.
Or no, we can just stand up the side of the walls. I mean, I can do range too, and we can just hit them. If they walk over to the walls, they'll then climb up the walls and be on us. You know, and unless they're programmed to not do that, but I don't know.
I say let's try the jump.
I want to try the jump.
I think it makes the most sense logically for our characters, too, to try to do this.
Let them go.
Why don't we try to jump first, and then you guys do your magic stuff.
You hold.
If you're already on, that makes sense.
Well, everybody does it at the same time. Well, speed at which these things move, everybody will.
Yeah.
You would have a chance to be like, we got to go save them, and you guys could jump down.
Sure.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
All right, cool.
It's 30 feet, though. Keep that in mind. It's a 30-foot fall, prone. And then it's a 30-foot purposeful jump.
So 3d6.
Reflex save to try and all that stuff. So
3d6 damage?
I can't remember. I'll look it up.
No, it's like more than that.
It's more than that?
First 10 doesn't count, and then I think it's...
No, it's...
I treat falls as 10 feet shorter.
It's just straight... It's like five for every 10?
Five for the half the distance you fell, but the first 10 doesn't count or something.
All right, well, if we get there, we're not going to fall.
All
right. We have caps.
All right, well, let's see what happens.
See what happens.
Come on, it's different.
So yeah, so I will go and stand on the eastern side. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm talking through the eventual plan.
Sure.
Barnes will stand on the eastern side, right here at the kind of the corner by the flowers.
Yep.
Where would be a 15-foot mirror. I think actually the way where I'll look this up, but I think the movement of the gondola will break the illusion almost immediately.
Yeah, so, and you have to choose which one is you, and you just choose the one on the gondola.
Mm-hmm.
And then 25 points of damage if you fell, and 15 for you.
25 points of damage if she falls.
Yeah.
Will you heal me the rest of the way?
How many hit points do you have?
I only have 23 right now, and I could have 26 total. Will you just, like, heal me again?
I'm sorry, that's not correct. Sure. If you fall more than 5 feet, when you land, you take bludgeoning damage equal to half the distance you fell. So it would be 15 points of damage and 5 for you.
With the whole minus 10 feet thing?
Yeah, 15 minus 10.
We've been surveilling for
just
hours.
Oh, and minus 10. No, it's 10 damage for you because you minus 10 off the top and then have that 30 minus 10, 20.
Yeah.
Half to 10.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, and are you going to make the jump from... So you two, you and Buggles are going to make the jump from the western side.
Along with
Hubert.
And Hubert.
And Asta will go to the eastern side.
With me.
And I'll go to the eastern also.
So it's okay.
Great. It's as far
right, so let's
as
place
up,
ourselves on the map go. And see how this this craziness looks.
Go as far up as I can go.
You see the creatures just watching.
They're watching us?
They watch and then go back to work. It's kind of
so weird.
These little, you know, orbs staring up at you. And they go back.
Skid, I appreciate your attention to verisimilitude.
Yeah.
We all just jumped ourselves and we wanted to go. Buggles walked 20 feet at a time.
Walked the whole way. Yeah, Buggles, stand behind me. You'll come in right after me on that same lip so that you don't have to roll.
Okay. All right, so.
And then as we get over there, Brother Ramius is going to, like, this wasn't part of the plan, but he's just going to look around and, like, a little erratic, a little drained. He's going to be like, Buckles, take this. Put it around your waist. And he's going to give you a rope to tie around your waist.
Ooh.
Even though if it's, like, a desperate effort, he's going to try to, like, catch you if he has to.
Okay, yeah, he ties a little knot around his waist.
He's like, I'm going to hold this end and... You won't, so you don't fall. Just in case. You'll be fine.
What about me? Ramius?
I'm out of rope. Oh. All right.
Hey, you can use my loincloth. Oh, it's freeing.
All right.
Thing comes right on time. The stone creatures walk to the top of the platform. Go. Start loading it up one by one. Back and forth. 5 minutes. 6.5 minutes. Platform takes off again as they descend back into the quarry.
Oh my god.
Gets to the point where you can jump.
You too.
Just Ramius, starts to go.
As soon as it starts moving.
Hubert, take their freebies. Barnes.
Yeah. As soon as it starts moving, Barnes goes.
Okay.
And then he'll move to give some space as they're all jumping.
Okay. Here's how it works for a long jump. A DC 15 athletics check. You leap up to a distance. On a success, you leap up to the distance equal to your check result, rounded down to the nearest 5. All you need is 15 feet. You just need a DC 15. Anything above and beyond that is gravy. You can't jump further than your land speed, which is fine. Failure, you make a normal horizontal leap, which will be 10 feet, and you would fall into the quarry.
There's no catch and edge. We can't...
There's no edge 10 feet away.
There's no edge 10 feet away.
Okay.
And then critical failure. It's in this instance, you're falling into a pit. It's all bad. So just roll.
It's all bad.
So
15 or higher.
Do I have to offer my battle cap now? I can wait. Okay. All right.
All right. Who's first?
The next time you're dying, you might want that cap.
Oh, no.
I'll do it first. Natural 18.
Oh. Yes!
All right. Well, Zephyr backs up, run jumps, does it with ease.
Yep. You
surprisingly.
Somersaults in the air, she goes.
Oh. Fly away, oh my Zephyr.
Wait. Is it athletics?
Yeah.
15.
Oh my god.
If it was acrobatics, it would have been a 14.
Oh. I'm the opposite. Athletics. My acrobatics is one more.
Well, I got nervous. I got sweaty.
You did. I saw it in your face. Oh. I was like, oh no, we're down to the cap.
My dice know when I get sweaty, and then they roll back.
Like, I did it so confidently. So I know. Then you go, and you like almost miss. Ugh.
I stumble. I like trip right at the edge. Like a little bit of the ground, the soft ground gives away, but I make it in.
Oh my god, that was amazing.
Perfectly.
Oh my god,
just
was,
on the
so
edge.
It's so simple, but so tense.
Yeah.
Like, oh my honestly. God.
So tense.
It's amazing. And you just watch, they look up at you with their faceless orbs and just go right back to work preparing the next batch. And you begin taking the gondola.
Amazing. You know what? These creatures are right out of Dark Souls. Like, that's what it feels like. Right? It feels like such a weird Dark Souls creature.
We shouldn't destroy
them. It's real slow. It has a moon for a head.
And that's how I know we should not fight them.
They're doing work. Dark
Souls. We're about creatures. To end up negotiating with a bunch of alien elves. We probably don't want to say we killed their golems.
Yeah. So. They're just doing their job, too.
Yeah. I definitely feel
they're
for
not
these
really
emotionless skulls.
They're programmed.
They're just...
I love it. The jungle drops away, and this 20-foot square gondola full of rocks and 6 people. So it's 20-foot square. So you've got some room on there, but you might want to kick these rocks off just to have a little.
Yeah.
What are the? Can we look at what these rocks are? Are they anything?
They're like. It's not like they're glowing, but they definitely look like precious rocks. I don't know if any of you.
I'm gonna pocket a few, like a small chunks. If there's any small chunks,
yeah, they're like I don't know enough about geodes and whatnot, but there is a color
amethyst.
Yeah, they're like a purpley bluish
amethyst
hue on there, and
Alexandrite?
Obviously
they're
being taken for some reason. They look to be important. They're being shipped. Are the pyramids being built out of these? It doesn't quite look.
Barnes
like
will
the
take
same
a,
color.
A small fragment.
Thief!
I pocket as many as I can.
Okay, Asta just pockets as much as possible. floor drops away.
Oh, she's, what is it?
Hosta.
Overburdened.
Overencumbered.
As we're like moving through the wind of this thing, Brother Amos is like, Hosta, take care. We don't know what we're going to find on the other side.
You're right, there could be more.
They may not take kindly to you taking their stones.
Brother Amos, how would they know? She's going to do what she wants. I don't know why you're bothering.
I just want her to be aware that she may put herself in a position where she cannot.
Well, how would they know that I've taken the stones?
They're bulging out of every pocket you have.
Are we even on Galarian anymore?
You look comical!
You just picked a mushroom and almost died.
What do you want?
And now you're stealing rocks?
Do you have a problem with me, Zephyr?
I do have a problem with you.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
What is the problem?
I think you're selfish.
No, she didn't.
I didn't know that.
I was supposed to go into the orbs. I'm the least powerful person in this party. You see me struggle since we've gotten here, and you took my spot.
Oh, the six of you.
And now you're just walking around, taking advantage of the situation, picking mushrooms, stealing rocks.
Zephyr, it's
ridiculous.
I didn't know that you even wanted to go in the orbs. You didn't say anything. I went in because, Talitha offered, and
I was about to go in. And you just think of things that you want in the moment.
Well, yes, I do think of things that I want in the moment because I also want to survive. And if you don't, and you want to leave, then maybe you should.
And she, like, turns and, like, walks away as far as she can and
leaves the gondola.
She just walks off the end of the gondola.
Asta walks off to the other corner.
Leans over and just, like, looks out into the jungle. And Asta just, like, muttering under her breath.
More rocks in her robe.
Selfish, egotistical fox.
I didn't know that she was mad at me. I wouldn't have gone in the orbs, and I didn't even get anything.
Do something.
Two different colored
rocks. Sorry.
Do something.
Sorry. Asta.
What?
Can I ask you a question?
Fine.
What do you want with the rocks? Exactly.
She has all these rocks. What do you mean?
How are they going to help you?
What's your plan?
What's your plan with the rocks?
Why does she have so many rocks?
Well, I could sell them.
To the very people you stole them from. There's no one else here.
I would sell them.
Zephyr turns to Barnes.
I would sell them back in Tal'Dor or...
I just clamp my hand.
When we get back to Galarian.
Mm-hmm. Asta, if it's money you need.
It's money you need.
We can take care
of it. I don't need money. I want it.
Certainly money.
I put a rock in Hubert's mouth.
Fine. I won't take the rocks. Do you want them?
No, thank you. I'm fine.
Well, then I will take them. If you don't want them, I'll have them. Thanks. And she's baring her teeth a little bit. Just stuffing the rocks into her robes.
Buggles, little trembling hand, like he picks up a rock and like hands it to you.
And then her face kind of relaxes. She takes the rock. I suppose I don't need these many. It's a lot of rocks, actually. Thank you, Buggles. You can actually have this rock. Thank you. She takes a few out of her robe now and puts them back on the cart. And she only has a few rocks in her pockets.
Who knows? We may meet these elves. And they could have little use for the rocks. They may want us to take them. We don't know. But as long as we don't know, I think it's safe to not steal.
Perhaps you're right. I will only take what is not visible in my robes, so they will not know that I have taken anything.
And she smiles. The moral choice.
Yes. And she giggles and smiles and
compromise.
Puts just two rocks in her pockets.
It's not a crime if you're getting away with it.
How long is this ride?
You're about 5 minutes in because you've been chatting.
That's a long ass.
Yeah, the pyramids are pretty far away.
Yeah.
And you timed it. You couldn't see when they left, so you couldn't quite tell how many platforms there were. Maybe at a certain point another one passes you. after like a half an hour of traveling, and you start flying through the air, these sizzling, heatless lightning lights above you, and then the thick tree canopy fills the region for miles around. You can like, you've got a bird's eye view, but you're just looking down at the tops of trees, the top of the jungle, as the pyramid and this society perhaps is getting closer and closer. To the northwest is this mountain range and the pyramid city. And you're just sitting atop this 20-foot square wooden platform, thick cables connected to these lightning things 15 feet above. And the only safeguard protecting you from like falling over is like a 1 foot high lip around the platform's edge. It's very small because it's meant to carry rocks, not people. So you go down the pyramids.
Everyone hang on to something.
Ever closer. Hubert being weird and high. Get about an hour or so into the journey, and you're almost halfway there.
Oh my God.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's far. And all of you hear a sound pierce the air. It's like a scream or a shriek. It's like, ah! And immediately a second one like responded to the first one.
Yeah! Roger Daltrey.
Well, that's not scary.
Top an eagle. No, Roger Daltrey. Yeah, Roger Daltrey.
Who?
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, the rock guys. So bad.
Good one.
You look to the sky at the source of this sound that is echoing throughout the world here. Ah! And suddenly, two large flying creatures come into view.
This is insane.
No.
There's no edges. There's no. We're just going to die.
We can't
die.
Just have a nice gondola
what
ride.
What is even
no
the point?
No roof. 1 foot high lip.
That's it. One.
Throw the rocks at him.
Can you guys see that image?
Oh wow.
Yeah. It's like a pterodactyl,
come
man.
Come on. He looks pretty cool.
A unicorn?
Oh, no. It's a pterodactyl corn.
It's a pterodactyl
roll
corn.
Roll for initiative.
This is ridiculous. God. This is ridiculous.
How do they even know we're on it? Horse right? Ass shit.
Horse ass.
Horse ass shit.
God.
Horse ass shit.
They're coming in and they're hungry. Okay, what did you get, Zephyr?
18.
18 for Zephyr. Yeah, I'll roll Hubert's. And what about Brother Ramius?
21 for Brother Remu.
Okay, are you still drained?
Sure.
You remember how... You got drained from that crit?
Yeah, I'm drained.
That lasts until a full night's rest, yeah, and you have no rest.
Yeah. All
right, so you're still drained one. Keep that in mind.
I kept it in mind.
And what did you roll? I'm sorry?
21.
21. Okay, pretty good. Asta?
11.
Buggles?
8.
8 for Buggles. Okay, and finally, Buns.
18.
18 for Barnes.
Barnes!
The encounter has begun, and this will be in Theater of the Mind.
This sucks. I'm so angry, and I so hate sorry. It.
So much theater.
So much theater. All right, it's Flying John 1's turn. Flying John number 1 will have some fun here. It is going to... Let me just see here. Yeah. All right, so... Two actions, swoop, which means it will fly up to its speed and make one beak strike at one of you. Let's see who that person is.
Including Hubert.
Including Hubert.
Including Hubert.
Yeah, D6.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Yep.
Oi! Oi!
Six.
That is the greatest roll.
Yeah!
Oh my God,
on the GCP
so
die.
The GCP Troy.
Oh, thank God.
Die.
You all roll right. High, and that's what you get. You always roll high.
All right, so this thing comes down with its beak. Let me check.
Natural 2.
Yeah, right.
Oh, what do you know? Weird one.
Just hits Hubert's AC.
Yes! Yes!
That's so mean.
All right.
We didn't cause these creatures to attack us.
No, Hubert is going to take 12 points of piercing damage.
And one non-crit hit, 12 points.
You
brutal.
Said he has hit points too, right? He's got all his stats. Got a whole stat block.
Okay, he does have hit points. He is still, how would I say, 13 points of damage?
You said 12.
Well,
12 points of damage. All right, he's still
up. We can
up.
Round it to 13.
He is still up.
Feel free to round up. In this instance.
Round up to the nearest odd number.
All right, so.
The nearest prime.
Round up to the nearest prime.
He's been nothing.
Prime number. Right. Oh, no, he's dead. Oh.
So, swoops down, two actions, gets a free beak strike. Let me make sure that's a free beak strike. Makes one beak strike. That's part of the two action thing. As a free action, it then attempts to pluck Hubert off of the John. This is going to be an athletics check against Hubert's fortitude DC.
I mean, how would any of us survive it?
Natural 20.
Yeah. Oh.
It grabs Hubert and throws him off the platform.
Oh my God!
And we'll see you next week.
Wait, that was too much!
I didn't want that. What are you talking about?
You just hear the audience go, yeah! I'm flying!
See, you guys,
I'm flying!
So high right now.
Oh, God.
Natural 20.
Holy shit.
It's time to make your membership official. Become an official member of the NAISH today at jointhenaish.com. That's jointhenaish.com, where you'll get access to exclusive podcasts and live streams you can't find anywhere else. See what everybody's talking about and join the NAISH today at jointhenaish.com.
Welcome to a journey into the heart of the Texas Renaissance Festival, the nation's largest and rowdiest celebration of medieval fantasy. But what lurks beneath the facade of tights and turkey legs? Well, we dove deep into the empire to uncover a history marred by mystery and misconduct, murders, assaults, and other crimes that tarnish its legacy. This isn't just a fairy tale. It's a cautionary tale of power, fantasy, and the consequences that follow when they all collide. Search for Crime Waves Renaissance Texas on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening now.